The Roaring Fork Transportation Authority, or RAFTA, held a retreat with its board members yesterday. They discussed a possible property tax, which could go on the ballot in November. If it were passed, it would make RAFTA relatively sustainable on local tax dollars, instead of depending on state and federal funding, which RAFTA CEO Dan Blankenship says is unreliable. The board members, spanning from Aspen to Newcastle, tentatively agreed on a 3.65 mil levy. If it were approved by voters, it would mean more buses, more often, and also allow for improvements to the Aspen maintenance facility and the expansion of the bike share program, WeCycle, to Carbondale and Glenwood Springs. If RAFTA doesn't get any new local funding, Blankenship says it would have to cut services.
That would be in the range of about a 20 to 23% cut in our regional services, which would have a fairly significant impact on our schedule.
RAFTA will survey voters on their appetite for a property tax. The board will decide this summer if they'll put it on November's ballot.